WSRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump toured the devastation left by flash flooding in Central Texas on Friday. He says he spoke with the parents of those who lost children.
They lost their child or two children, and just hard to believe what I've never seen anything like it. A little narrow river that becomes a monster.
The president's visit Friday came a week after heavy rainfall caused the Guadalupe River in Kerr County to rise 26 feet in less than an hour, killing at least 121 people. Former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent explains why Senate Republicans want to add additional spending for the Defense Department's upcoming budget.
We need much lower cost interceptors and missiles because of the asymmetry. You know, a ship's attacked with a drone that costs $5,000 and we got to use $1 million missile to take it down, or $1 million ordnance. So all those things are important.
The Senate's version of the fiscal 2026 defense policy bill would authorize an extra $32.1 billion for national security. PETA is on the prowl as it sues the American Kennel Club over its standards for defining unique dog breeds. We get more details on the controversy from correspondent Julie Walker.
PETA says the influential club is promoting unhealthy physical features in Frenchies, Bulldogs, Dachshunds, Pugs, and Chinese Sharpeys. In response, the AKC says it rejects PETA's assertion that the standards create unhealthy dogs. The club also knocks what it calls PETA's mischaracterizations of the standards in question. The lawsuit turns up the heat around a debate over attributes that have been honed to define some breeds, including French bulldogs. Julie Walker, New York.
This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll asks Americans about their values. Here's Michael Harrington.
And number one on the list is family. More adults cited that as a top priority than anything else. Coming in second is freedom, followed by health. Integrity is fourth on the rundown, followed at number five by religious faith. Amongst those who are likely to list family at or near the top of their list are women, senior citizens, Republicans, people who are married, those without college degrees, and Americans who regularly attend church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Carolina legislature is scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein. One of the bills he rejected would protect parents from charges of child abuse if they merely refuse to allow their child to live as the opposite sex. Three other vetoed measures would eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the North Carolina state government. This is SRN News. The State Department is firing more than 1,300 employees in line with a dramatic reorganization plan initiated by the Trump administration earlier this year. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
The reduction of force is a consequence of the reorg. It's not a consequence of trying to get rid of people. But if you've closed the bureau, you don't need those positions. Understand that some of these are positions that are being eliminated, not people.
Boeing has reached a settlement with a man whose wife and three children were killed in a deadly 2019 plane crash in Ethiopia.
In 2021, Boeing accepted responsibility for the Ethiopia crash in an agreement that allowed victims' families to pursue individual claims in U.S. courts instead of their home countries. Citizens from 35 countries were killed. Several families of victims already have settled.
That is correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. The deal was announced on Friday. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.